followed a million people for about 10 or 15 years to see who died of what, and then linked it back to what's called their body mass index, which is essentially how fat they are, how overweight they are. And we found that for people who are moderately obese, which could be about a third of the population in Britain nowadays, they lose about 3 years of life expectancy because they're moderately obese. And that's about a third as bad as cigarette smoking. So a cigarette smoker would lose about 10 years of life expectancy. What we found for people who are severely obese, say about double the ideal body weight, we found for them that they did lose about 10 years of life expectancy. So that's about as bad as smoking. So lifelong cigarette smoking would be about as bad as being really severely obese. If you're moderately obese, and even more if you're severely obese, you've got a higher risk of heart attack, of stroke, and also of dying from liver or kidney disease. These are the big things. There's a slightly higher risk of dying from cancer, but the main thing that's driving the excess mortality among the people who are obese is actually heart attack and stroke.
And how aware are people of the risks that they face, even just being moderately obese?
I think people know that obesity carries a risk, but they don't really know how that risk compares with, for example, other risks like smoking. The fact is that moderate obesity is about a third the risk of smoking, and it's not until you get to severe obesity, where your weight is about double what it ought to be, that you finish up with the risk that a smoker has. So I don't think people know the size of the risks and how to compare different risks. The biggest killers in middle age in Britain today would be, number one, smoking, and then for non-smokers, second on the list, would be obesity.
And for even people who are obese but find it difficult or impossible to lose any weight, the advice would still be, don't get more overweight.
Well, I wouldn't give advice to anybody, but I just tell them what the numbers are. Yeah, I mean, it's actually easier to avoid carrying on putting on weight sometimes than it is to lose weight. Losing a lot of weight can be difficult, but stopping putting on weight is perhaps more practicable.